Sara, how are you?
I'm well, and I do remember those Yeovil days.
I thought maybe you might. Sara, you're going to tell us about, dying to hear about this actually, the ANC birthday bash.
Well, I haven't been given a piece of their birthday cake to eat, but if I had, it would have left a very bitter taste in my mouth.
Okay.
There's something funny about the ANC's annual birthday celebrations. The only sort of category of personages, stroke organizations that celebrate every single birthday are children. Adults tend to celebrate milestone birthdays, and organizations and companies certainly celebrate milestone birthdays.
Okay.
But there's something about this annual celebration, particularly the last 10 years of it, that is, it just reeks of hypocrisy, because while the ANC has got a year older and it certainly had longevity, it's unseemly to have a celebration involving a freshly baked cake, flutes of champagne, and you're not achieving great results for your company, for your country. You are almost pretty much disastrous. And apparently they've shut down, I mean, the whole of Kimberley has shut down for the ANC. They've visited Moggy on the name of the township, Khalashewe, and Khalashewe is a poor, unemployment-ridden town. And there is nothing that anyone has said that can offer really any hope of anything. I mean, just to add sort of insult to injury, prior to this, Ramaphosa said that he was, you know, drawing up support for the 100th birthday anniversary.
Yeah.
And one of the things he said that the ANC's leadership would seize itself with job creation as a primary focus, and believe this or not, with state-owned companies being used as drivers for creating jobs.
That's a contradiction in terms, isn't it?
It's completely and utterly. And there's that complete disconnect between the fact that they are a government that has to lead and make some very tough decisions, which are not being made, and this, you don't know if they understand, if people understand exactly what it is that they need to do that, and they surely must know, and we don't have time to faff around with this anymore. But the cherry on the top of this is that it's just gone to press, it's come out in the press that 600 ANC employees are not likely to get their salaries for January and February. Oh. And of course, the expected response from them is, if you can't pay our salaries, do not spend money on a big birthday bash. And I don't understand this inability to sort of show a level of humility and go to ground a bit. That people want them to make change. That is all that people are concerned about. And yet they're sort of living it up. It has a sort of almost French Revolution quality about it. You know, while King Louis and Marie Antoinette are in one space, the people are in another. With the next downgrade looming, it doesn't look good.
Wow, that's concerning to say the least.
On that sort of happy, unhappy note.
Sara, that is where you're going to leave it. Thank you for your insights. Always very, very interesting. And clearly cause for concern as well. I must tell you, I did catch the recording of the RR show with yourself and Sihle. It was absolutely superb. And I suggest that you don't miss that show. It is so insightful and so interesting.
Sara, it was a lot of fun.
And a lot of fun. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Sara, thank you so much. And
okay, sure.
Same time, same place next week.
Thank you.